It's the first day of the Zman. We have the first Parsha Shmuz of the Zman as well. Parsha's Noach, Rabosai. Very, very fascinating Parsha, rich Parsha. A lot going on inside of the Parsha. I like the title of the Shmuz, Starting Off on the Right Foot. Starting Off on the Right Foot. Rabosai, when I was in high school, a couple of days ago, I played basketball for my high school team, for MTA. This mashal could be in any sport. It doesn't have to be a basketball mashal. I just happen to be basketball is more dear to my heart. I play basketball. And there were some games we had different years that had different types of squads. We were pretty competitive. We actually even won the championship 1 year. Very exciting. Shkayach. Okay, good. And there were games. I'm sure everyone's experienced these kind of games. Where the game begins and either team, it could have been our team, it could have been another team, comes out with a dashing start. And the score on the scoreboard after 3 minutes in the game, 4 minutes in the game is 14-0. And the fans are going crazy. Wow, 14-0. That's the fans of the team that's winning, that they're happy for it. The other fans are like, what happened to my guys? What's going on over here? And invariably what happens, the coach of the losing team calls, time out, bring it in, let's regroup, gotta start all over again. Abosai, what happens over there? Who's gonna win that game? So it doesn't always happen that the team that gets off to the early start wins the game. It doesn't always happen like that. But what happened there is that the momentum, the oomph, it's more than the score, the 14 points. 14 points is nothing. It's 7 baskets. It's 4 threes and a regular and a 2 is nothing. Regular hoop. It's not the points per se. It's the fact that the energy and the movement of the game is directed in a certain way. It's very, very hard to come back from that. I've been on teams where I was the loser, the one that was down, that had a 0 on the scoreboard. It's like, oh my gosh. What are we going to do over here? This is a disaster. Rabosai, in this week's parsha, Lahavdil, between basketball and Lahavdil, Elif Alfei Havdalot, so we have a very similar yesod that I think if we think about it, really, it can make a real difference in our lives and particularly in our Zman that just began this morning. It says, after the Teva, after the entire story with the Noach and the Teva, Noah comes out of the table, there's a keshes, there's a rainbow, and then it says as follows. Perek Tes Pasuk Yudches. Noah comes out and the sons come out. The Cham is the father of Canaan. Shlosha Eile B'nei Noah, these are the Noah's sons. Ume Eile Nafsa Chola Aretz. And from them, the entire world began anew. What happens now? Says the Torah, Pasuk Chaf. Noach, the man of the earth, goes ahead and plants a karen. What's a karen? A vineyard. What does he want from this vineyard? L'chaim. He wants to drink. What does he want to drink? The Midrashim actually speak, it wasn't even so bad. Rashi and the Mishonim jump on the spot. Listen carefully. And it says, Vayochel, it says Rashi. Asa atmo chulin. Rashi learns vayachav from the language of chulin. What's chulin?
Uncontaminated.
Unconsecrated property. Regular. He made himself regular. Why? Shayel alaso b'tchila b'tiachers. Why are you planting vineyards first? Right, the grapes, wine first. The first thing you come out of the table, the first thing you do is plant the vineyard. It's chulin. Rashi learns. Listen to the sforno. Unbelievable sforno. I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Friedman Shlita. Go by the Sforno. I think he took it a different way, if I remember correctly, but we're going to take it our way today by the session. Listen carefully. It says the Sforno. Vayachal Noach. Hitchil. He's learning the word Vayachal Noach and Hitchil. What's Hitchil? He began. The Poel built in Oz. He began with an inappropriate action. Vilachain, and therefore, Nimshichu Yizeb Ma'as Ma'ashalo Yasu. Torah describes. He lived with his daughters afterwards. Disastrous. Got drunk. Sorry, no, that's low. He got drunk, and the whole story with Cham and Abichanan, terrible. Disaster. Why did it all happen? Says the Sforno, listen carefully, please listen carefully. Ki omna ma'at mina kilkul ba'at chala. The person starts off on the wrong foot. starts off the wrong way. It starts off the kilka at the beginning. A little bit of veering off at the beginning. Yisaveiv harbein menu basov can cause a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to happen at the end. Kimoshe yikre v'chachmos me'atos be'atchala says the Sforno, unbelievable pshat. What's Vayichel mean? He began. He began on the wrong foot. He began the wrong way. And a little bit at the beginning, when you start something off, you gotta start it right. And if you don't start it off right, what's gonna happen at the end? You're gonna see in the end how bad it was at the beginning. How about the two lines that begin? Very, very similar. And they're headed quote unquote in the same direction. But there's a little bit of a difference between them. So it'll start with a little difference. But in the end, what's going to happen? If you continue moving those lines, what's going to be? They'll be worlds apart. They'll be so far apart. But they started so close. They started right next to each other. Yeah, yeah, you're right. But one was going one way, one was headed a little bit in another direction. And what happens, I both say? You got it. What happens is, if one is off, so the kilkel, the disaster that could come out of this, could be literally a terrible, terrible thing. That's the Sforno's chat over here in Vayichel. And I wanted to use this sport as a springboard to talk a little bit about beginnings. A little bit about haschalos. Because after all, the Torah says to Noach, Noach, you had a new beginning. A new world. A whole new world. It's your world. And this is how you started off? You started off with wine? You started with alcohol? That's how you start off your whole new world? And that's the China. A Noach. You have to maximize your beginning. You have a new beginning, you have to maximize the new beginning. Just give a mashal that's probably near and dear to our hearts now. We mentioned before Shir Tzion, I'll mention it again. Gilad Shalit. I don't know about you, but who wasn't going crazy on Tuesday of Chol Hamoed when he was released? I woke up that morning, I was sleeping in my sukkah. Baruch Hashem, I slept almost every night of sukkah this year. Beautiful weather, it was kvalvik. My kids were with me, entire sukkahs in my sukkah with me. Came out every kid every night. Fantastic, what a pleasure. I woke up Tuesday morning at 5:30 in the morning because the birds on my sukkah started chirping on top of my schach and they woke me up every morning. I woke up 5:30, I couldn't fall back asleep. I went straight inside my house. I turned on the computer with my wife. She also couldn't sleep. When is he coming home? Everyone's on spilk, is literally nervous. Is he going to be alive? Hopefully he'll be okay. And what happened to him? We still don't know what happened to him. But Rabosai, literally, a new lease on life. I don't know about you, I didn't think he was going to come out alive. Honestly, I didn't think he was alive then. And now, a whole new start, a fresh start. I can only imagine the first time I made Kiddush that Friday night. Just the experience, just to be with his family at a beginning. It's a first. And the first I both say is probably, it's so special, it's hard to even imagine. A person has a new lease on life, can you imagine the first time he drank a can of Coke? I doubt he drank Coke in Gaza. I doubt they served him, you know,
RC.
Cold. I doubt he gave him RC either. And he probably didn't serve nothing. He looked so famished, he was so skinny. It's a fresh start, and a fresh start, everything is so exciting at a fresh start, and there's so much weighing, I both say. When you start off, things, so much is dependent upon the beginning. I don't have to be so dramatic, Rabosa. Let's talk about more practical things. Let's talk about things that are more, maybe even relevant to our daily lives. And I'll show you, I think, how the beginnings can be so important. The smartest person that ever lived the face of the earth was Shlomo HaMelech. He was the Chacham Mikol Adam. And Shlomo teaches the following thing. Tov acharis davar, Meresh Yisrael. Simple pshat means the end is better than the beginning. Tov acharis davar, the end of something is better. Meresh Yisrael. Chazal, say, you know what else it means? Tov acharis davar. You know how good something is going to be at the end? What does it depend on? Meresh Yisrael. How was the beginning? How did it start off? Did it start off properly? It'll end off great. If it started off crooked, guess what? It's going to end off crooked as well. I'll give you some, I think, examples of life. That we see this in our own eyes constantly. And then hopefully bring it home, mostly to home, to where we're at right now in this stage in our life in Yeshiva. Abosai, In life, there are so many different new starts that a person goes through in life. A bar mitzvah boy. First night puts on tefillin. Wow, so excited. Black tefillin. My father did this. My grandfather did this. And then, unfortunately, with time, tefillin. I have to put on tefillin. I put it on yesterday, I got to put it on again today. But the excitement of our mitzvah boy, this is unbelievable. What's in a bar mitzvah boy? What's there? The answer is, it's fresh. The answer is, everything is there. The potential is endless. A person, a bosai, moves on to from yeshiva. Another year from now, they'll say Shana Bet, hopefully, let's say. That's the first pitch. I got the first pitch of Shana Bet for those men. They'll stay Shana Bet, let's say. And they'll go back to college and start. Whatever college they'll go to. It's a new start. You know what? I'll tell you a secret. A secret. Don't tell anybody. Okay? College life is not easy. Big secret. I'm not talking about only if you're on a college campus that has mamish nisyonos built in. I'm not talking about if you live in a dorm that mamish gives you challenges in the dorm itself. Just the balance, the challenges. It's hard. You know what happens a lot of times? Fellas come from yeshiva and they find themselves in college. And I wasn't ready for this challenge and that challenge and this and that and that. And with a certain amount of time, unfortunately, a lot of fellows, they fall. Sometimes they fall even dramatically. They fall deeply. What happened? So I'm not a prophet, and I'm not coming to tell you that there's one answer, one size fits all, one answer solves all the problems. But you know what? A lot of times when guys come back banging, when they come back strong, when they start off the right way, when their focus from the beginning is, I'm starting this off right, I'm doing this right, they have a much, 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 much better chance for hatzlacha and success. If they come and say, you know what? Rabbi, don't worry about it. When a problem comes my way, I'll deal with it. I'll be fine. I don't have to be proactive. I don't have to worry about it. Don't worry, I'm good. I'm chill. I'm alright. I'm besated. No, no. Person with that attitude, there's a very, very small chance that they're going to be much there. A person comes in from the beginning, from the get-go, they come focused, they come with a direction, with a path to go on. It's all different existence. Bosai, tell you another secret. Hopefully, in not too long, we're all going to get married. Not me, because I'm married already. Hope not to get married ever again, Rosh Hashem. But you guys are going to get married. Marriage, wow, what is marriage? So that could be a whole schmooze in and of itself, and hopefully I will give you a marriage schmooze. At least a shidduch schmooze before this matter is over. But maybe, usually Parshas Chayes, sorry, I talk about Shidduchim a little bit. Something to look forward to, another month. But what's marriage? Marriage is complicated. A lot of marriage. I'm not the marriage expert. But I'll tell you one thing. Starting off in marriage is so key. And Chazal were so smart. You know what they made? Shana Rishona. What's Shana Rishona? The first year of marriage, a special title. What's Shana Rishona? What are you supposed to do? Spend time with your wife. Chiddush. It is a chiddush. It means if you're learning in yeshiva, I was learning in yeshiva when I got married. Many rabbis say, don't go to night seder first year when you get married. Come home and just spend time with your wife. If your wife wants you to learn, maybe learn in the house if she wants that. Have a first year where you're focused on the marriage. Develop a foundation, because that foundation, please God, will last you. But if you start off shvach, if it's shaky at the beginning, I know a marriage, I don't want to keep details away, I know a certain marriage, someone that was close to me, that mamash almost fell apart. Baruch Hashem, they're many, many years later now, but almost fell apart. You know why? Because it started on such shaky grounds. Mamash terrible. They were living in the wrong place, with no friends, with no community, in-laws, challenges, blah, 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 whatever. There's no point in mentioning this in more details. But if the foundation isn't strong, it's very hard for it to last. The beginning of what is so important. Beginnings are crucial, they're essential. Now let's talk about more things that are relevant to us in our lives right now. Abosai, today is the first day of the Zman. It's the beginning of the Zman. You know what that means? A lot is dependent upon how we begin our Zman. Many people have the attitude, you know what? It's a long Zman, I got 5 months. You know, let me chill at the beginning, I'll get into it when I feel like I want to get into it. a month, 2 months from now, Hanukkah is a nice time to get into it, maybe, or January, my parents are coming there, maybe I'll. I go say, Chaval. Chaval, Chaval. What a Chaval. We have 5 golden months in front of us right now, till Pesach. 5 golden months. And what's the difference between how we're going to look in 5 months from now? What's the difference between the guy that's going to come out strong, strong, and the guy that's going to come out, Well, one difference is in how they begin. So you start strong, and you push with balance, healthfully, normally. I'm not telling you to go crazy, but you start with the right perspective, with the right goal, with the right mindset. From the beginning already, be able to see, wow, this guy, he's doing the right thing, he's going the right way. Don't wait, Chaval, don't wait till whatever amount of time to start this man. Even more specific, guys, this man is broken down into months, into weeks, into days, into starim. Start the Seder strong. Seder starts 9:15, we go downstairs, a little before 10. The first 15 minutes of Seder, I'm starting strong. You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you a secret. The rest of your Seder is going to be strong also, much stronger. If you start strong, it'll be strong. You come down to the base, sit down. What's going on? My friend's getting, where's your chavrusa? He's getting the coffee for the first half an hour. You have to make sure the water is perfectly hot, perfectly the right size, the right sugar and milk inside there. It's unlikely it's going to be a very strong Seder. Start strong. Last thing, fellas. Start the day strong. Madrich comes in to what time? Is he coming to wake us up? What time? 7:10. What time is Shacharis? 7:25. Now what happens between 7:10 and 7:25? I'll tell you a secret. And this might change your whole day, your whole life in yeshiva. If when 7:10 comes, and the Madrich comes in and says, hey, Tzadik, or Yankel, or Shmerel, get up, it's time to get up, it's time for Shacharis. And you say, thank you very much, Shmuel, and you roll over your head to the other side of your bed, it's going to be a slow day. If you jump out of your bed, I can Ari, he's got to carry. Or you say, wow, someone hit me like a fire hit me. And you jump out of your bed, I can, it's not my chiddush. Your whole day will be different. You start the day with a bang, your whole day will be different because everything I both say is latent, potentially in the beginning. You start strong, you're going to go strong. Start weak. Ayachal Noach Isha Adam. Noach messed up, you know why? He began the wrong foot. He had the wrong foot forward. If one starts with the right foot forward, Abu Sai, please God, the end will be great also. Tov Acher is Davar Mereshiso. I give us all a bracha, myself included. And we start this man, and we start the day, and we start the Seder, we start our lives at every interval. We have a new beginning. To start off strong, please God, we'll be able to see the fruits of our labor and strong. Have a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos, fellas.